Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and I'm just thankful to God, and I'm thankful for the moments. I'm thankful for the time we have. If you need some affirmations, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God will make a way in every single situation that's going on in your life. For me, my heart is kind of hurting again. So I'm going through that mental, the waves, the ups and downs where you start kind of freaking out and you got to get quiet with God, praise God, ask God what to do, then watch him open up those doors. It's a, I don't know, man, it's a beautiful, beautiful life we live. I was reading this morning in Romans chapter 8. It says, there is therefore now not one condemnation against, not one judgment against them which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of life, or the spiritual law of life in Christ Jesus, hath freed me from the law of sin and death. And that's that state of death. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you believe with the heart, that moves you to righteousness. When you confess it, it's saved. You are made sound. You are preserved safe. Verse 4, in order that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after or not according to or not in parallel motion with the state of death or the flesh or the old nature, but in parallel motion with the new spiritual nature. Do you want to know how to walk in the new spiritual nature? You find a verse and you apply it in your life. It only takes one verse. Find the verse to believe in and apply it in your life. There are so many verses to choose from. Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will make you full through the instrument. That the way to get there is through the instrument of having an epignosis. That is a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice and his son Jesus Christ. If you want to walk spiritually, apply the advice of God. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded, or minding the flesh, is the state of death, but to be spiritually minded results in life and peace. Once you pick a verse and you start to walk through it and walk by it, watch what happens. For some reason, I think you just take on more and more and more and more, and then you start to see life for what it is. It is all about building the relationship with God, heeding his advice. The advice is in the word. The relationship comes through applying the word, but also talking to God and starting to walk. We live a beautiful life. You live a beautiful life. And the purpose of that life is not your family, is not building wealth, is not building generational wealth. The point is to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, so that you are righteous unto salvation. It's forever. Verse 7, because the carnal mind, or the minding of the flesh, is adverse or enmity against God. For it is neither subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in or remaining within the flesh cannot please God. You can't please God by your acts. It's not possible. It's about believing in the name of his son. And once you believe in the name of his son, you are an aroma of Jesus Christ to him every single second of the day. He's not judging you. He's not condemning you. You are free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke or the weight of the servitude to the law. That's what Jesus Christ did for you. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just the blessings of last night. I thank you that you're continually protecting me. I thank you for the wake-up call, and I just thank you for the moments of our life. I pray for today that you guide me and just control my the emotional anger. And then you just bless that situation. And I thank you for my brother and sister-in-law, that you protect them and that they just can enjoy their time down south. And I just thank you again for just every single moment. I pray, earnestly pray for my golf game, that you just get me to that next level. I thank you for that. And I just pray for a great day today. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.